Hello, it's Tuesday, December 20th, and you're listening to Wing Radio. I'm Lisa Giuliani.
And I'm Victor Thorne. Welcome to Wing TV.
Today we continue with day two of our Wing TV 2005 Alternative Media Patriot Movement Awards.
Woohoo! And yesterday we got a ton of feedback from people. A lot loved these awards. They said they were crazy and fun. Some people, though, didn't like these awards. In fact,
that's pretty much the response we get. Love them or hate them. No in between. No lukewarm on every day of the week.
Yeah. Some of these responses weren't lukewarm at all. They absolutely hated these awards. And here's what they essentially are. Is they're our opinion of what has went on in the Patriot Movement and the alternative media during the last year. Some of these awards are for people that we think have done outstanding work. Others, though, we think are being a detriment to any progress in this Patriot Movement. So it's our opinion of what we see going on.
Pretty much what we give you every single day.
Now, one thing that we forgot to mention yesterday is that for each one of these awards, if you don't understand it or you want further explanation, we've provided a link to almost every single one of them. So after you read the award, if you want more information, simply click on the link, and it either goes to an outside source or to some articles that we've written here and so forth, and that further explains why we've given each person or group the award.
Right, and if you're unfamiliar with the topic or the individual at issue, then please do scroll through our article archive on the WingTV.net website and familiarize yourself.
Right. And last but not least, if you missed Monday's show or if you missed any of the shows during the week, what you can do is go to the WingTV homepage, scroll down the center column, and right below the television set, you'll see a link that says WingTV 2005 Patriot Awards, and that'll have the cumulative awards from Monday through Friday. We'll add each new day as it arrives. So it's going to be, we're going to have close to 200 awards total. So that's a good way to see all of them all in one place.
Right. Well, Victor, if you're ready, I would like a little drum roll, please.
All right, here we go. This is going to be day two of the Wing TV Patriot Awards and Alternative Media Awards.
Okay. For news event coverage of the year, the award goes to the 2005 Bilderberg meetings covered by American Free Press's Jim Tucker. Without much fanfare, this is what a real reporter used to be and should be, and it appears that Jim Tucker is a dying breed, sad to say. What others have yet to learn about journalism, Jim Tucker's already forgotten.
Yeah, he's forgotten more than most of these newcomers have learned. And this is very important because there was a wave during 2005 of sensationalism in the alternative media where they were throwing stuff out there with no substantiation whatsoever. And when Jim Tucker writes something, you better believe you can believe it.
Right, so, and it's very telling that Jim Tucker didn't pick up on that Johnny Gosch Gannon story, obviously, because there's nothing truthful about it.
All right, award number two, Bitch Slap of the Year. This goes to John Stattmiller, who's the president of RBN, and what he did was bitch slap Jack Blood during an entire hour expose.
This was classic.
In February, and he ended this broadcast, or one of the clips, by calling Jack Blood a lying sack of sociopathic crap. It was classic. Award number three goes to Book of the Year. Also, he was the award winner yesterday for Writer of the Year to Mr. Michael Collins Piper. He's dangerous. What he writes is provocative. It's informative. And many times it's very taboo information. And every time we have Michael on our show, not only is it a blast, but his interviews run longer than any other interview we do just because he has so much to say and we just can't stop talking
to him. And we don't care.
So this book here is called The Michael Collins Piper Reader. This book is as good as it gets.
Absolutely. For most blatant money-grubbing greedmonger of the year, the infamous Alex Jones regarding the Michael Corbin affair. When you see people bowing at the altar, worshiping their money god, envision a picture of Alex Jones in your mind, because this guy is always first in line. Read the corresponding article that goes along with this regarding the Michael Corbin affair, and see for yourself what an ugly, all-consuming obsession Alex Jones has for the almighty dollar.
Yeah, I mean, given that this guy's like a junkie when it comes to money, and if you want to just keep feeding his sickness, keep giving him money, buy my video is basically his way of saying, give me a fix.
Yeah, let's repeat that. Buy my video equals give me a fix. Okay, for most provocative 9/11 angle of the year, also very thought-provoking, Vincent Sammartino's 9/11 passenger list oddity article. Go on our Wing TV website, go through the archives, you'll find that there. It involves all the supposed dead people on the 9/11 flights. Where are all these supposed dead people, and why can't anyone find them?
And I know a lot of people have tried to copy this article. This was exclusive to Wing TV.
Absolutely.
And they haven't got it right yet. Vinny's the only one that really has it down. So you'll see others trying to copy him, but this is the
original.
Well,
what they've done is they cite the research from this article without naming the source of the research, and the source of the initial research is Vincent Sammartino.
That's right. All right, award number 6, Betrayal of the Year. Nobody likes a betrayer. And this goes to Mr. Art Bell for the way not only did he slap in the face every 9/11 researcher earlier this year by calling them crackpots and so forth, but he also supported the popular mechanics 9/11 disinformation agent Benjamin Chertoff, who's the cousin of Michael Chertoff, the Homeland Security czar. I mean, Art Bell is despicable in what he's doing.
Well, what he did on that show was expose himself once and for all as a New World Order shill.
That's right. His soul has to be blacker than charcoal, and whatever fate awaits him in the afterlife, it has to be very, very bleak. We can't excuse a man like Art Bell. Number 7. Most threatening legislation of the year. We kind of touched upon this yesterday. This is the United Nations universal ban on revisionism. And history should be allowed to be looked into by anyone. There shouldn't be subjects that are off limits when it comes to history, because if they are, why don't we just admit right now that we're going to go into George Orwell's 1984? This is a slippery slope, and if they disallow you to look into some historical events, what other ones are going to follow, like 9/11?
Absolutely. Number 8, most blatant example of a cover-up goes to the silencing of BYU physics professor Stephen E. Jones regarding his research paper on the controlled demolition hypothesis, a textbook example of information blackout. And need we say more?
Well, we were part of that because he was scheduled on a Wednesday to appear on our show, but whatever powers that be or forces put the thumb on him, he canceled all subsequent interviews after that.
Absolutely. Number 9, Coward of the Year, goes to Jeff Rentz. Now, if there's one person in the alternative media patriot movement that we would not want watching our back when the going gets tough or the you-know-what hits the fan, it would have to be Jeff Rentz, without a doubt. Mm-hmm. We can't overemphasize how little faith we have in this guy. And frankly, if he doesn't have female genitalia growing between his legs, we'll eat our hats.
Yeah, I mean, just...
this guy wouldn't even bite himself if he was a dog.
Yeah, I mean, all you have to do is read this article and see how he removed Lisa's article from his site when he found out that it was actually her article. Somebody else sent it in to him. He put this person's name on it, and when he found out it was Lisa's article, he just deleted it immediately from the site with no explanation whatsoever.
He's exposed as a company man, a coward, and a hypocrite.
Yeah. All right. Now, award number 10 goes to Speech of the Year. This goes to Mr. Webster Tarpley, and even though he was only given 3 minutes down at the D.C. Truth Convergence, in these 3 short minutes, he set the place on fire. And we'll never forget how powerful he was that day, telling the anti-war activists that they better start looking into 9/11 because that's what everything is based upon.
Webster Tarpley is consistently on target and absolutely magnificent.
That's right. All right, award number 11, Disappointment of the Year. This goes to Mr. John Kaminsky. And, you know, we can remember when Kaminsky was the voice of conscience in the patriot movement. If something was wrong, John Kaminsky spoke out about it. But something happened along the way, especially when we started pointing out all of the schmucks and the shills and the money grubbers
and the hypocrites and the cowards.
Right. And the 9/11 Patriot Movement or the Truth Movement per se.
Got a little too close to home for John.
Yeah, and what happened was we started speaking out about people in the alternative media. Where is their voice? Where are these voices of conscience? And finally, Kaminsky admitted to us. He said he can't speak out about certain things because if he does, Jeff Rentz won't run his articles on his website anymore.
And he depends on Rentz for traffic on his website.
On his website so
right.
people can buy his books.
Right.
And when you think about this, what it most resembles is the mainstream media. They
yep.
put pressure on people not to speak about certain things for fear of reprisal. In other words, you'll either get fired or you'll lose economically and so forth. And the core of all this is fear.
Mm-hmm.
When we start basing everything upon fear, then you might as well hang it up and just toss it away. Because if me and Lisa based everything we did here on Wing TV on whether somebody would get mad at us
uh-huh.
or if somebody wouldn't run our articles or so forth, we would become just like everyone else. So sadly,
right.
but true, John...
That was just one example
yeah.
of how he allowed fear to dictate his actions. Another example was the OKC 10th
yeah,
anniversary event
exactly.
when he didn't show up and bailed
yeah.
out at the last minute.
So sadly, John Kaminsky gets the award for Disappointment of the Year. And what
yep.
he's doing now is just writing the same old safe, tired articles week after week after week.
Right. Number 12, for best overall 9/11 video ever. George Humphrey's 9/11 The Great Illusion, to date, still the best 9/11 video out there. We urge everyone who hasn't seen it, get a hold of a copy.
Definitely.
Number 13, for 9/11 Gatekeeper Group of the Year, we give it to 911truth.org. Was there ever any question?
No.
Do you ever wonder why we haven't made more progress in exposing the truth about what happened on 9/11? Look no further than the gatekeepers. They are gatekeepers. They are war criminals. They are complicit in the government cover-up.
Right. And the biggest contribution they have made is putting a very foul stench in the air every time they surface. So be very wary of these people. Award number 14 goes to the most mainstream media coverage for a cause in the Patriot Movement, and this is undoubtedly went to the Minuteman Project. And if anyone out there is asking, should we take our borders back? You're damn right we should.
Right.
Award number 15 goes to Flop of the Year. Now, this is something we had extremely high hopes for. It was George Norrie's 9/11 Roundtable. Regrettably, he had three egomaniac blowhards on the show.
It was just obnoxious to listen
yeah.
to.
Yeah, Mike Levine, Peter Lance, and Alex Jones. The only bright spot of the whole event was that they had David Ray Griffin on. But the only thing was, with these other three blowhards on there, David Ray Griffin barely had time to even say his own name.
Right, David Ray Griffin is polite and
yeah.
didn't interrupt and scream over the other three screaming banshees. So.
Yeah. So
it's
all
a shame he didn't get a chance to talk.
Yeah, all they did was either try to sell their videos,
uh-huh.
sell their books, sell their pay-per-view websites, or babble on and on about neocon stuff. It was amazing how much these people supported the neocon version of the story.
Right, and each of them in their own way, except for David Ray Griffin, perpetuated the big lie.
That's right, and he barely had a chance to even talk about the controlled demolition, so that round table was the flop of the year.
Right. Number 16, Best New Writer of the Year, we give it to Michael Langston, a perfect example of how truth and activism empower. And he's a great guy. He's attended several protests with us this year, and he also records our shows,
yeah.
too.
Yeah, and next year, I'm sure he's going to attend more activist events with
yep.
us. So it shows that if you believe in the cause and you're not afraid to get beyond your front door, this can all empower you to unparalleled heights.
Number 17, for Congressional Disappointments of the Year, the awards go to Cynthia McKinney and Ron Paul. It's been 4 years since 9/11. When are these two going to stand up on the floor of Congress and talk about the controlled demolition?
Right.
We keep waiting and waiting. When are they going to demand an investigation into the World Trade Center attacks?
Yeah. Now, I mean, Ron Paul does some good work. Don't get us wrong. And he's done more good work probably than anybody else in the Congress. But at some point, it has to be more than just saying, oh, we have to cut taxes or we have to seal off the borders or whatever. Somebody in Congress, Cynthia McKinney or Ron Paul, has to get on that House floor and say, The World Trade Center towers didn't come down from the plane's impact. They didn't come down from the fires. They came down because it was a controlled demolition, and we want an investigation. And until these two do that, they're doing nothing more than really covering this up or perpetuating the government's story.
They're giving us lip service. And right now, we need one person in Congress to give us more than lip service. Not only that, we need to get away... get these people away from the gatekeepers like 911truth.org.
Right.
Cynthia McKinney is wrapped up with 911truth.org, and it's really no small wonder she's not telling the truth.
All right, award number 18, Publisher and Distributor of the Year, First Amendment Books, and a woman named Ann Cronin who runs it. Some of the best books that we offer here on Wing TV come from First Amendment, and they're just fantastic, so check them out. The Dunce Broadcaster of the Year, and strangely, Dunce sounds a lot like the recipient, Fitton Dunce. So, I mean, if I was the teacher of a school class, what I would tell Fitton Dunce to do is go sit in the corner, stay there, and shut up, because everyone's getting pretty tired of his antics.
No kidding. For Photo of the Year, number 20. Obviously, Wing TV's White House controlled demolition 14-foot banner photo where we stood this past summer in front of the White House, and Patriot Jim Kujawa took that classic Kodak moment picture of us holding up our banner. An absolutely unforgettable day in our life, and actually one for American history.
Right, and we actually did that again in September at the anti-war rally. Yep. And what's most mind-boggling is this historic photo, the first time ever someone put it right in the face of the White House. How many patriot groups ignored it? Just like the mainstream media.
And
doesn't that seem odd?
And why aren't they doing the same thing? They
exactly.
could have stood with us. There were 9/11 groups there, and they did not stand with us. Okay, for most pathetic radio network of the year, the award goes to Air America, especially, and a Putz honorable mention goes to Gabrielle Zuckerman of the Al Franken Show. This woman, in email to me, compared 9/11 research to live Elvis sightings. It was despicable. Air America has now proven itself to be no different than Rush Limbaugh's show.
Right, they all bow to the same masters. All right, award number 22, someone very near and dear to us, our movie reviewer of the year, Mr. Alan Kirkpatrick. This guy is a two-time Emmy Award winner. He knows more about movies than anyone we've ever met. And every week or two, he sends us a new review, and they're always phenomenal. So take a look at that. Also now, award number 23. The wimpiest move of the year. Lisa knows all about this. It happened the day before, or the night before we were supposed to appear on Dave Von Kleist's Power Hour show. Now, we specifically got invited onto this show because of this whole Art Bell brouhaha, how he was siding with Popular Mechanics. And who is the woman, do you remember their agent that booked us?
No.
I can't remember. Well, she called Lisa and said, this is what we want to talk about, this whole Art Bell thing.
Because I called into the show and got on Art Bell's show and asked a question about the molten steel.
Right. Anyway, the night before, Dave Von Kleist calls up and says, oh, we can't talk about Art Bell because if you do, that'll jeopardize my wife Joyce's chances of getting back in that show so we can sell our product.
That would be Joyce Riley.
Joyce Riley. So very, very wimpy. And it shows again that selling videos takes precedent over telling the truth. And that's not the way it should be.
That's right. Number 24, for most provocative columnist of the year, the award goes to Henry Makehow. He's controversial and thought-provoking, and he never fails to piss someone off, which we totally love that.
We like that a lot. Yeah.
Number 25, for most spineless mainstream commentator of the year, Tucker Carlson of MSNBC. If this man had one cajon, we'd be shocked.
Yeah, he has none. This is what he did.
He also has no journalistic curiosity.
Yeah, what he did to Stephen E. Jones was just as low as it gets. And then at the end of the show, or on his blog, he said, we will not stop fighting or finding the truth about 9/11. So we sent him all this information, haven't heard a word from him.
Yeah, we called him twice. Tucker was still waiting for you to call us.
Exactly. All right, award number 26, Economics Book of the Year. Mr. Andre Eggleston's Thieves in the Temple. Now, a lot of people think economics is drab and dry and boring.
Uh-huh.
Andre Eggleston shows that absolutely not. This stuff is very, very exciting. And this is what the international bankers don't want you to find out about. Enigma of the Year, award number 27, goes to Carl Schwartz for his presidential bid. Oops.
Never mind.
Never mind.
Number 28, for Insider 1-2 Punch of the Year, we give the award to Morgan Reynolds' revelations of the World Trade Center controlled demolition. To date, Reynolds is still the only former Bush administration member to speak out publicly on the 9/11 World Trade Center controlled demolitions, and we love this guy.
That's
right. We have an undying respect for Morgan Reynolds. Number 29, Fighter of the Year. Who else but Reverend Ted Pike for his battles with the ADL? Reverend Pike is a one-man army. He stands up to the evil ADL like nobody we've ever seen, and the Zionists do not stand one chance with him around.
Right, and without his struggles and his efforts, the ADL would have pushed through even more horrendous legislation than they already
have. He doesn't give up.
He doesn't, and we'll have him on this show anytime he wants to talk about that. All right, award number 30, Disinformation Plan of the Year. This goes to Miss Jenna Orkin for the disruption she caused on the 9/11 European tour, where she specifically tried to get Christopher Bolin
of the American Free Press
right thrown off of the tour. This is a Zionist peak oil agent that was there for one reason, to disrupt things and to divert attention away
and
from
and to silence the truth from being
that's
told.
That's right. I mean, it's not surprising. All right. Award number 31, Straight Shooter of the Year, Mr. Hoppy Heidelberg.
It's another one we love.
Yeah, this is a guy that got thrown off the OKC jury because, God forbid, he actually tried to find out what the truth was.
Yeah, he actually tried to perform the duty of a juror.
Yeah, and what happened was they threw him off. We got to meet him out in Oklahoma City. He's a hell of a guy.
Number 32, for most persistently idiotic trend of the year, we give the award to 9/11 junk science that promotes pods, holograms, weak theories, and peripheral issues. We quit believing in the tooth fairy when we were 6 years old. It's time to put away these childish notions and grow up and start looking at reality.
That's right.
Number 33, for tragedy of the year, hands down, the murder of Terri Schiavo. The culture of death reared its ugly head in America, and it was an ugly picture, folks. Worse, representatives like Cynthia McKinney, along with many other supposed anti-war, anti-torture, anti-death Democrats, and others, actually voted to murder Terri Schiavo. Hypocrisy at its utter worst, hypocrisy in motion, and it was a shameful day in the history of our country.
Right. When they can allow this woman to be murdered right before our very eyes.
And we should never, ever forget that that's what it was. It was a murder.
That's right. And finally, our last award for today, the Magazine of the Year goes to Australia's The Way Others Think, or TWOT for short. And from our perspective, with a name like TWOT,
it has to be good.
So, folks, there you have. There you have our Tuesday, 2005 Patriot Movement Alternative Media Awards. We're going to be back again tomorrow for part three in this five-part series. And as we said yesterday, give us your feedback. If there's somebody on this list that you think we've forgotten, overlooked, missed for whatever reason, let us know because we're going to do a 2005 Wing TV Viewers Award choice early next year. And we want to hear from you. It's going to be comprised solely of your thoughts. So
until then, keep your eyes open because there's a lot going on.
We'll see you tomorrow.
Take care.